I will stand on the truth in the living word of God. 'Cause every time it moves my soul and shapes my every thought, it's alive in me. The very breath I breathe, I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God.
Good morning. Welcome back to Journey Through the Word. Today, we are going to be looking at James chapter 1, verses 19 through 27. And so our title today is called Putting the Word into Practice, Part 1. And so we're going to look at this idea. James seems to kind of shift his thoughts here in this section where he begins to focus on the power of God's Word and the need for believers to respond to it in obedience. So we're going to look just kind of a little bit at the theme here today, which is listening and doing. In verse 19, James says, "Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." That kind of goes against the norm of our culture today. Seems so often that we're all slow to hear, quick to speak, and drop of a hat, man, we become angry at just anything and everything. And so, as I prepared for this, as I was thinking about it, I couldn't help but think that this kind of goes back to how we're to ask God for wisdom during our trials and temptations, so that we ourselves will not be in danger of using hasty or regrettable words. Because, I mean, honestly, that's what happens when we are quick to speak, quick to anger. We end up saying something that we will later on regret. You know, just for example, how many of us talk to someone on the phone and we hear them, but we're not truly listening because we're kind of distracted by doing other things? Or if you've ever talked with someone, you're kind of too busy to hear what they're saying because you're thinking of a response to say back to them instead of really, truly listening to what they were saying. You know, I know this is especially true in marriage. So we should practice listening, especially when it comes to our daily Bible reading. Every time we open the Bible, it matters that we listen well. You know, I know that sounds a little strange. And so every time we open the Bible, God is speaking to us. But so many times, we're often focused on reading so many verses or so many chapters or just trying to get through our daily devotional to get it done. And honestly, we miss so many opportunities for God to speak to us. James says, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. And then jump down to verse 22. He says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Here, James warns us of this type of living, you know, be doers of the word, not hearers only. So sometimes we think we hear God's word and we think we may be responding to it the right way, when in fact we're not. You know, How do we listen properly to God? I think in a nutshell, just listening to God rightly means to not only hear His word, but also to accept it and to obey it. I found a quote from David Platt. He says, if your spiritual life is built on merely listening to the words of Jesus and not on obeying them, then one day your life will eternally and ultimately end in destruction. I am frighteningly convinced that countless people within the church listen to the word week by week, and yet it is not planted in their heart, and it is evident because they are not acting on it. Sure, they act on things with their lifestyle, or act when it's convenient to obey, but when this word confronts, challenges, and convicts, or tries to change them, they put it aside and forget it, never putting it into action. That is a very powerful quote, and so true of the Christian church today. Are you living your life obeying the word of God? Or are you just simply hearing it and not allowing it to change you? I mean, after all, it is the word of God that plays in our pursuit of Christ's likeness. We can't become like Christ without the Bible. So, what is his word saying to you today? Will you obey his word today? And if you're listening to the word of God today, I want to encourage you that you can rest assured that the implanted word that is in your heart will lead and guide you. So abide in God and his word today. And as this is easy to say, but hard to live out. When he speaks to you, just simply obey. And so that's our encouragement for you this morning, as we looked at James chapter 1, verses 19 through 27. There's so much more there that we could get into. I just really wanted to focus on the hearing and the doing part. So join with me now as we go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come before you right now. We thank you for the opportunity that we've had to just look at James chapter 1. And so, Father, I pray that as I look at your word, that every time I open up your word, that I hear your voice, that I see how your word is changing me. So, Father, I pray for all those who are listening this morning that it'll be a joy for them to open their Bibles and to read through your word, read through the scriptures, whether that be in Genesis, whether it be in Leviticus, whether it be in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, wherever it may be, God, that every time we open the Bible, we come with anticipation of expecting to hear from you, Lord. So, Father, I pray for all those who are listening this morning. I pray that as they head into their devotional times today, Lord, that they will just hear from you, that they will just take a moment to reflect on what they've read, and that as they hear your voice, they will simply obey it today, God, because I think that's the hardest part of that. We can hear your word, but trying to obey it and trying to live it out, that's a little harder sometimes. So, Father, we thank you for the truth of your word. We thank you for the beauty of your word. We ask all these things in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.